Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Skips down the right side. Oh, Chris Durkin comes up with a big-time steal against Leibold. Now, sit in!
Johan Klaus, lead direction in at the near post. We're tied!
Now Klaus wins possession. Hammers Agata in midfield. Slaloming Klaus, feet outside. Pompeu. He and Klaus just outside. E.T. Pompeu fires!
Oh! Pompeu scores! Man. Into the upper 90!
Out of our end. Now it's her back into our end. They've got a runner to the top of the 18. And KC leads. Tommy with a goal. Ball gets outside. Top, but he's loose. He's into the box. Oh, Lodi shoots.
Yes! Oh, baby! Thomas Tomlin first through. We're tied in threes with a minute left. They celebrate jubilantly in the corner.
Oh, Thomas Tomlin!
Joey Zanaboni on Y98 last night. What a game. What a finish. Tom Ackerman joins us for our weekly chat on sports at 7:45, Total Information AM. Tom, this team, you know, I don't know what to make of them yet, and I think it's early enough so you don't have to make a decision, but they are fun to watch. They tend to fall behind, but then they come back. I mean, I was watching the game last night with a couple of friends, and we were like, oh, yeah, Sporting scored. No problem. We're going to come back and score. And that's kind of what they are so far.
Yeah, they're the comeback kids. That's what they do. I mean, I really do think that it's a very good team, similar to last year. I think that last year, just a lot of those chances were going in and probably more than should, if you know what I mean. So, you know, they scored a lot of goals last year. And this year they've had a similar amount of chances, just haven't had a lot of luck. And yesterday they played probably the best first half that I've seen, maybe the best they've played since they came to St. Louis. I mean, they were tremendous in the first half yesterday. Then Kansas comes back and makes it a 3-2 ball game. And then, you know, you find a way to get the draw yesterday and you score in that last minute with Totlin. That is just an enormous point, because it would have really hurt to walk out of there as well as they played and not have anything to show for it. Plus, you add on to the rivalry and the fact that this is the team that knocked you out last year in the postseason. It was an enormous point for City. I just think that they are a terrific group. I think they're resilient. I think it shows a lot that they are able to stay the course and come back multiple times like they did yesterday. As you mentioned, they're down 1-0. They play a marvelous first half. They take a 2-1 lead. They fall behind 3-2. They tie at 3-3. I mean, that is a good point to get, the first point that they've gotten at Sporting KC. So a very, very nice game yesterday for City.
Yeah, and last year I feel like Roman Berkey, in some ways, you know, covered up a few issues, because, I mean, the team was obviously very good offensively, but, you know, he is an exceptional talent, but he can't do it every single game. You know, it's just not realistic. But he's still playing well. And, you know, I guess what I'm saying is they relied a lot on him last year for some.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Some of those points.
They did, but they also play an aggressive style, and sometimes, you know, it can turn on you a little bit, but they're not going to stray from that style. They do have good defense. I think that they play well in front of him. But the big thing for me right now is they like these sort of, you know, aggressive type games. They love to make plays. They are going to try to create with Klaus. they are going to find ways. They're going to play an emotional, fun, exciting brand of soccer. And I think that that is what sells tickets also for the future. I think that what makes the fan base excited and charged up, it what makes people listen on Y98. I mean, it is a good time. They are an entertaining product without a doubt, and they earned a very well-deserved point on the road against Sporting KC. And I think that, you know, they will continue to play well, but knowing that they have a great goalkeeper behind them in Roman Berkey is awesome. But they do have some terrific players that they brought along as well to continue their style, and they will identify players in the future that play well with their style.
Yeah, it's great to have a style like that. It's a lot better than, like, the Italian side and the World Cup whenever they make it. All right, let's move on to the Cardinals. What is your level of concern right now after a 12-5 loss yesterday?
Well, I mean, I'm very concerned about the team always. I mean, I want them to be good, and they're 9-12, and so the record is what it is. I mean, they are three games under 500. I will say that the big difference between last year's team and this team is up until yesterday, they have solid starting pitching. They've had a couple of games where they've gotten blown up, but for the most part, this team has been able to show that they can pitch. Yesterday, Michael has had a bad game. He got the run support that we've been begging for, and he didn't come through. And the Cardinals lost the game 12-5. I mean, Michaelis got banged up yesterday. The Brewers rocked him for 5 runs on 9 hits and 4 2/3. He's a strike thrower. He doesn't walk people. Yesterday, he didn't walk anyone. He struck out 5, but he gave up 3 bombs. And it's just not good enough. And then Zach Thompson comes in for 2/3, and he gives up 3 runs on 2 hits. So they're playing from behind there, and at that point, the game is pretty much over. The Cardinals' offense finally showed some signs of life. You get, you know, a continued production of Nolan Arenado. He's been fine.
Yeah.
You, of course, would love to see the eruption of power, but he's been fine. He's hitting about .300. Ivan Herrera went 0-for-4, but you know that he needs to be in the lineup pretty much every day, I think, at this point. It's pretty much clear. Same with Mason Wynn, who was 0-for-4, but both of them have shown that they are very comfortable and can hit at the plate. I think the spark that they need is to get Paul Goldschmidt going and to get Nolan Gorman going. Gorman sat out yesterday. Goldie still in that 2 spot, hitting .173. They've got to find a way to get their offense going. So is my concern high? Yes, always. I'm always concerned about the St. Louis Cardinals to make sure that they're on the right track, but I am showing signs of positivity, at least the fact that they have a stable of starters. Now, today you throw Sonny Gray at the Brewers, and you kind of silence things over there and get a win, but you've got to get the run support for Sonny. I think if you do that, you should be fine. I think the bullpen's pretty good. I think the bullpen needs to have some health go its way. Keenan Middleton needs to get healthy. Riley O'Brien needs to get healthy. But overall, the Cardinals need to stabilize things with their rotation, and as long as they have it, I do think the tide will turn. I mean, their offense is not going to sit quiet all year long. They will find a way. Yesterday, unfortunately, they score 4 runs in the first 2 innings, and then Michaelis doesn't hold up his end of the deal. I think for the most part, the rotation will hold up its end. It'll be up to the offense to score.
Victor Scott wasn't in the lineup.
Oh, and by the way, let me jump in. Let me jump in on something else.
Okay.
Every single baseball market that has a team that's underperforming is having this conversation right now, and that includes the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah.
As good as the Dodgers are, they're 12-11. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're a game over 500. So people in LA are like, what the heck's wrong with them? The Arizona Diamondbacks are 10-12. They were in the World Series last year. People, you know, they played a lot of home games already. So I think people, justifiably so, over there are like, what's going on with them? I think then the NL East, it's pretty much according to form. In the Central, you've got the Brewers leading the way. Eventually, you got to think they're going to fade back, but they're a prideful team, and they're playing really well. And then in the American League, you know, you have some teams right now. The AL East is pretty strong, but you look around the league, and, you know, the Houston Astros, 7-15, I mean, you know, they're not pushing the panic button there yet, but they've got to be wondering what the heck is wrong with the team there. So these conversations are happening around baseball. It's just that we are concentrating so much, and we should, on the Cardinals. We hold them under the microscope, and we hold them accountable.
Yeah, as I said in my 3 Good Things haiku, have patience, Cards fan. You know, it's early. But I was gonna say.
Well, you do the best you can, but we're a rabid bunch.
I know. Anyway, Victor Scott not in the lineup yesterday. He hasn't been hitting well. Obviously, he has immense talent. Do you think he needs a reset, maybe in AAA for a few weeks or something like that?
I think they're going to be hesitant to do it, Scott, because Michael Ciani played for him yesterday. Those two are very important to the Cardinals in that they're both defensive dynamos. I mean, they are just silky smooth in the outfield, and you really don't have a lot of defensive talent in the outfield. Nootbaar can play some defense, but really, you know, you could mix and match all the interchangeable parts in the outfield all you want. I think that eventually Jordan Walker is going to have to come through for you. And as I mentioned, the Goldie Arenado Contreras trio, and I'll throw Gorman in there. You know, those four have got to come through in the middle of the order. If that happens, then you can get away with playing defensive talent like Ciani and Victor Scott. That there's no doubt about that. But yeah, at some point, if they decide that Victor Scott needs to go down to Memphis and needs to play every day there, it's not a bad move. But you've got to be able to replace his defense in some way. If Tommy Edman and Dylan Carlson aren't close to returning, which they aren't, you know, I do have some questions as to what their center field would look like. But I get that. I mean, it's sacrificing defense, sacrificing offense for defense, I should say, and having someone in there who's not hitting but can play and catch everything in the outfield is a hard decision to make sometimes.
Well, I know that you love SLU, the Billikens, and basketball, and college basketball in Indiana, the state of Indiana. And now we have a connection. Tell me about this new player.
Robbie Avila is the talk of college basketball. I think he could have gone anywhere he wanted, any Power 5 school. They were all, of course, looking around. But I think the biggest clue, first of all, when the Billikens got Josh Hertz as their coach, is that some of that offense is going to join. And he is the center of that exciting offense. And Avila will get some NIL money. But here in St. Louis, I think he'll get even more opportunities to do things and link up with sponsors and things like that. I think he's a huge draw. He's a big man, 6'10", but he's not a typical post player. He can play a point guard at times. He can throw just pinpoint passes. He's a great shooter. I think people are going to have a lot of fun with Robbie Avila, and the Billikens are going to benefit from having him part of their team. And Josh Schertz can build an offense around Avila just like he did last year at Indiana State. They've lost some of these players. Conwell, Larry, and Kent have all gone to other schools, Xavier and Texas, respectively. But there's a chance to recruit players that can play in the system. You've got to have Avila, I think, to make it work, and he will do that. And so that's going to be a lot of fun, without question. And we'll talk about that. I'm actually trying to get Robbie Avila on the show today, today at 10:30, or we're going to try to get him on with Chris and Amy tomorrow at around 10:30.
And what else do you have on sports on a Sunday morning?
John Mozeliak will be on the show today at 11:30 and Ollie Marmol at 10:15. I know Cardinals fans are going to be paying attention to those two interviews because we do have some questions about the way the team is playing right now. We also have Lutz Fahnensteel at 11:15 to talk about that thrilling City game last night. Doug Armstrong, the GM of the Blues, is going to be with us at 10:45. I mean, you name the sport, we are loaded today. And, of course, we'll talk about that terrific Battlehawks win yesterday afternoon for the Battlehawks over Memphis, so a lot coming.
All right, Tom Ackerman, thanks as always.
All right, buddy.
It is Total Information AM Sunday. Good morning.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.